call this meeting to order on the Committee of on Government Operations on Wednesday, October 24th, 2018 at 9:07 a.m. on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union in the Rita Layton Senate Chambers. Moving to agenda item two, roll call.
Senator Ahmed?
Present.
Senator Burton?
Present.
Senator Collins?
Absence excused.
Senator Green?
Absence excused.
Senator McKinney?
Present.
Senator Rogachevsky?
Present.
Senator Wilde?
Absence unexcused.
A quorum is present.
Awesome. Moving down to agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, we're going to skip down to agenda item number six, new business. 6A, Senate Bill 86, an act to amend the duties of the parliamentarian. You submitted this.
I move to approve Senate Bill 86, an act to amend the duties of the parliamentarian.
Is there a second? Second?
Second.
Awesome. So, is there any discussion on this?
Just to get Senator Rogachevsky on board with how this is going, basically, we tabled this from last committee meeting because we were talking about basically trying to look into amending this into making it an elected position because currently it's an appointed position. What I'm doing here is just I'm adding a few items, as you can see on this. It's basically what I've been doing as the parliamentarian currently is just been going to different departments and was giving, you know, presentations on Robert's Rules of Order and how to, and what parliamentarian procedures are. So I just added an extra line that says, and shall informally train other officers and department directors on parliamentarian procedures. Like I said, something I've been doing currently, and I think it's a good way of kind of like setting a standard for future parliamentarians, because the parliamentarian basically just sits at the table and kind of governs Robert's rules per meeting. So I just kind of wanted to help this position branch out just a little bit more to be more utilized across all departments. Like I said, Senator McKinney looked into wanting to having this an elected position, and the reason why it's not elected anymore and still is appointed is because there just really isn't other things you can do with this position. Either you know it or you don't, and that's why it's up to the speaker to kind of gauge who would know that position. When I was nominated to this position or appointed to this position, Speaker Martinez went ahead and asked if there's anyone else who would want to have that position too. So it did end up becoming elected in some way, but he did choose who he wanted, and then it was approved by the Senate. And I think that's still kind of appropriate now, as long as they follow that sort of structure. That's all I got.
Do you guys have any discussion on it? I think we could.
We're just trying to make it like a better position.
Basically, we can just
do more outside of Senate.
Yeah, so we're just trying to make it more of a, you know, make the parliamentarian more useful, I guess.
So Senator Burton, he's currently doing these things that the last parliamentarian didn't. So what he wants, and I'm speaking on behalf of Senator Burton right now, basically, is for the next parliamentarian to enact these things as well and not just sit and like choreograph Senate per se, but instead go to different departments and teach them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who would be the body that would make up the election committee if you said you're going to make it a elected position?
Senator Burton.
Oh yeah, so being inducted into being a senator, we go through elections for a speaker pro tempore. The speaker is also elected. The parliamentarian and all the committee chairs are also elected too. So this would just happen next year when new officers come in, they go through their elections, and that's just when everything is dealt with.
It's from the Senate body.
Yeah.
So all the newly elected senators elect, like, we govern ourselves in that sense. Like, we elect each other. So, yeah. I'm okay with keeping this in appointed position. We could bring it up at table if we do want to amend it.
Mm-hmm.
But as of right now, I understand both. So keeping an appointed position, that's what we've been doing. So, any more discussion on this? Awesome. All right. All in favor of favorably recommending Senate Bill 86, an act to amend the duties of the parliamentarian, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Senate Bill is favorably recommended. Moving into agenda item 6B, discussion on beginning of doc reviews with Attorney General Moore. I know you two don't have prior knowledge to this, but Senator Burton and all the other senators, we went during the summer and we basically had a chunk of the SAS to look up and revise and talk and everything like that. And Attorney General Moore, he came to me and we sat down and we actually set out and we printed out these doc review forms. So what we're going to do is that by next meeting, I'm going to have, and I'll text you guys and I'll update you guys on what pages to look into. And then two meetings from now, there's a doc review form. And basically on the doc review form, all it says is, I looked at these pages. These are the few things that I think should be changed. And then Attorney General Moore and I will look into them as well. And if we do need to change them, then we'll all draft up a piece of legislation together. And then we'll submit it to the next committee. But this is basically that was all I needed to discuss with you guys. So upcoming meeting, I'll have your guys' page numbers. And this is so for future reference, the association can know for a fact that we went through and this is all documented instead of just fixes and changes that we're just making along the way. Any discussion on this? We just end into agenda item 6C, Senator updates. Is there any Senator updates at this time? Senator updates will be more germane once we start doing doc reviews, because then you guys can actually start saying stuff. Senator Burton?
Do you want to assign Senator Rogaszewski to a department? Remember when we did department assignments for...
Yeah, of course. So I'll reach out to you after meeting. I'll assign you your liaison position to look at what's taken up, who's doing a good job and what, and then after that I'll designate. It's basically... to not only update the SAS, but also have a better connection within the association. So you're going to be a liaison to like clubs and orgs, or I'm just giving a sense of a department. And you're just going to learn what they're doing, everything like that. Anything else? Moving to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none, moving into agenda item 8, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 9:15 a.m.
We are so efficient.